It is week 8, high school football. Welcome to it. History could be made tonight at Withington Stadium as Jackson High goes for their 8th straight win against the Pirates of Pinckney. Pinckney comes in with a record of 2-5. They're 2-4 in the league. Not a pleasant night for just about anything tonight. It is cold and wet. I think every night, Tom, that we've been on the air this year, we've said really a beautiful night. We finally caught a kind of a stinker here tonight.
Yeah, and, Greg, it's a darn shame that tonight is going to be played in front of a pretty small crowd. It's homecoming for Jackson High, so there's a few people for that. The poor kids just had the parade, and it's just an awful night for that. There aren't more than 15 or so people on the Pinckney side. You really expected more. This is quite a historic evening for Jackson High. They've never, they got a chance to be 8-0. They've never, ever done that before in the recorded history of football. We went back to 1894, and Ben Pack did this a few years ago, went back through all of the old yearbooks. This has never happened before. The last time they were 7-0 was in 1936. So barely anybody is around that was even, of high school age back when that happened. And it's kind of a shame for that, because this is usually a great, the great stage for this to occur. And if they can win tonight against Pinckney, who you're always worried about taking a team lightly. You mentioned they're 2-5. They're tied for 5th place in the league. But Pinckney was 8-2 a year ago. I've got to have some belief that they can play the game under head coach Rod Beaton. And they, but the chances there that you may take them a little bit lightly and overlook them. It's homecoming. There's all kinds of stuff going on all week. Spirit days, this, that, and the other thing. Parent-teacher conferences were Wednesday. They had a half day. They had all kinds of things going on, so you really, really worry sometimes, coaching-wise, that your kids might not have that good, sharp edge.
Pinckney last week played a pretty good Dexter team and lost 17-14. Their two wins are against Tecumseh, first game of the year, 31-21, and a couple weeks ago, they beat hapless Adrian.
Like everybody does.
43-28.
But, they've... But again, just that win last week, actually the game with Dexter was 17-14. Dexter's pretty good. They played them close. It's you got beat, but they can still play, and they've been there. Like I said, they're 8-2 a year ago. They were a playoff team. They have a little bit of playoff history, just like Jackson does. Pinckney has got a overall record of 2-6, just like Jackson High does. They've only ever won 2 playoff games in their history. The schools are approximately the same size. Pinckney's a little bit smaller. This is Pinckney's second year in the SEC after having been in the Kensington Lakes all those years. So Jackson High's first year after being in the CAC for all those years. And, obviously it's the first game ever, the first meeting ever between the Pirates of Pinckney and Jackson High. And there's an awful, awful lot on the line for Jackson tonight, and there really isn't anything on the line for Pinckney. I suspect they play fast and loose. I'm kind of hoping with the weather, if Jackson gets a lead gets a lead by a touchdown or two, Pinckney might just say, let's get back home and get out of here, which also could happen. It is absolutely miserable out here tonight, and there's only one clown in the whole place in shirt sleeves.
Yeah.
And that is?
You.
Yeah.
I like this umbrella down here that you can fit about 14 people under. I was hoping a lot of the old Jackson High players would come out tonight, but in this weather, you can't blame anybody.
We got some messages. There's a couple of groups that have a couple of the classes for homecoming have some tailgating going on. There's people in the gymnasium. You can see through the open garage door there. And they may still trickle in, but it is just so awful out that I wouldn't blame them one bit. Maybe come in and see what's going on, and then I think the rain has kind of stopped, but it's just...
A dry rain.
Yeah, it was 40 when we got here, and it has to have dropped by then.
Yeah, cold and wet. With us on the pregame, Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, Denny's at halftime. Breakfast all the time, and those burgers from Denny's, fantastic. Subway, yes sirree, Bob Subway, providing box lunch programs to the area sports teams. If you have a hungry team to feed, give Bob a call at Subway. Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They'll be our third quarter sponsor tonight. We'll take a two-minute break. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service here on the pregame, more than just a towing company. They get you on the road again, and when you're on the road, they never sleep at Jimmy's. After our break, we'll hear from Jackson Public School Superintendent Jeff Beal here on the pregame show as we get set for unbeaten Jackson High Pinckney on WKHM.
Have you ever met... Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here comes tonight's opening kickoff. Pinckney will kick to Jackson, and we are underway. Short, high kick. Boy, no fair catch. 35, run back. Wrong direction. Back to the 31. That was pretty dangerous there.
Well, he had to grab it. That was Joe Barbieri that grabbed the ball, and he went to his left. At least he held on to it. Good, solid special teams player for the Vikes, Joe Barbieri. So Jackson will get the ball right. By the way, an early kickoff is we booted that at 6:56 tonight. So Jackson will get the ball first and 10 at their own 30.
Up front, Benoit Richards, Dominic Simonetti, Paul Fairchild, Isaiah Hallman, Colin Molitor, Zion Hardrick, Mickey O'Dowd are the wide receivers. The slots are Kretzinger Robertson, Noah Bush the quarterback, Xavier Edwards the running back, 30, 35, 40, 45. One tackle away from a touchdown there was Noah Robertson, the senior at 190.
Dakota Robertson on that reverse. Everything went to the right. Robertson came back. He made one great move right there. That plant foot, and he went to the south end zone. Absolutely spectacular run. Boy, that's a gain of 19 on first down. It'll be first and 10 Vikes from their own 49.
Almost made it to midfield. Kretzinger. 50, 45, 40, 39-yard line. 12 more yards on first down. Two running plays and about 28 yards for the Vikings.
Sal Paterno from Pinckney on that tackle, but another great gain for Jackson and another first down for the Vikes. That time off tackle to the right by Micah Kretzinger.
Noah Bush, the quarterback, the junior at 170, really runs this offense beautifully. Fakes the pitch, runs it up inside just for a yard.
Okay, pretty good job there. Jacob Price, that defensive end, cat-and-moused Noah Bush on that. So he kind of messed around with him, kept Bush from going wide. Bush read that and ducked it inside. There was fill. It wasn't blocked. So Bush was, he's sharp enough not to pitch the ball if it's not conducive, as Pinckney did take that option away from him on that particular play.
Xavier Edwards, the lone running back. Bush out of the shotgun, gives to Edwards. No, he fakes it, throws. That's knocked away, incomplete. Boy, a very late, sloppy signal by the official. Goodness.
I didn't hear a whistle either.
No.
But that definitely was a forward pass, and the official did call it properly. So it sets up third and nine for Jackson.
Third down and nine from the Pinckney 38-yard line. Just underway, a minute and a half in. And out of that gun, Edwards. 35, great cut inside the 30. He's got a first down. On third and about eight, Edwards is all the way down to the 27-yard line. First down, Jackson.
It took Jack Tratchett and Evan Walder to bring him down, and a good run by Xavier Edwards. Just keep moving those sticks.
What a year Edwards has had. He has been spectacular.
Zion Hardrick wide to the right. Dakota Robertson and Edwards also flanked to the right. Mickey O'Dowd wide to the left.
Empty backfield for Noah Bush. Edwards in motion. Gets the jet sweep. 25-20. Cutback. 15-10. He's down to the 12-yard line.
You know, Greg, Micah Kretzinger was in that slot. O'Dowd was wide to the left. Kretzinger was tight, split to the left. And he had a very great block right there that propelled Edwards on that good run. Now they're down into the scoring zone.
Dylan Reason, a sophomore cornerback, made the stop. First down Vikings, 14-yard line. That short shotgun snap. Edwards up the middle, breaks a tackle, spin move, and he's down to the two.
They'll
spot him at the three.
Yeah, he broke the tackle by number 11, Hunter Hamilton, and again, Evan Walder, that corner or safety, had to tackle him.
That spinorama move is something.
He has got quick feet.
Man.
And, you know, so does Dakota Robertson on that first play when he, you know, these kids plant their feet. And even though it's been raining, the AstroTurf here is in great shape.
Edwards again, and touchdown, Jackson. Exire Edwards in for the Viking touchdown. Early drive here on the first series. Right down the field they go. 69 yards and about a half dozen plays. And it's 6-0 here early for the High in their quest to win 8 straight games this year and have a chance at an unbeaten season next week. Off to a good start.
Now, they have kicked very well this year, but usually on the first touchdown, Coach Farley does go for two.
Kind of a triangle set up in the backfield. Give to Edwards, and he drives, and apparently did not get in. Good job by Pinckney there.
Yeah, that triangle was kind of an inverted wishbone look. So you really got to dig it out down there, and Jackson didn't. So with 9:20 to go in the first quarter, it's Jackson 6, Pinckney nothing.
Quick break, 30 break. We're right back with a Viking kick on WKHL.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jay High up 6-0, and they will kick off. Quentin Smith does the kicking. And he has a variety of options here. And they go strictly onside, and that's a terrible kick.
Yeah,
kicked it almost sideways out of bounds.
He missed that, and the onside kick was to Jackson's left, and it didn't get anywhere near the 50-yard line. So Pinckney's going to take over their first possession of the evening. They're going to get the ball in Jackson territory. It'll be first and 10 at the Jackson High 46.
That kick did not come close to going 10 yards. They spotted at the 47. And Pinckney has great field position, and Jackson's defense up against it here, their first trip out.
Why is he putting the ball there?
Now they put it on the 42.
They penalized him 5 yards from there? That's not right. There's no penalty if you take it where the ball went out.
Here's a running play into the secondary. 30, 25, all the way down to the Viking 24-yard line. Nice run by Ethan Stinson, linebacker, running back, 5'11", 195 senior.
Well, there's a punch in the gut right away. good play there by Stinson, and nice run out of this spread offense, and Pinckney is down now. They're inside the 25-yard line.
Quarterback is Joe Bonna, a junior, and Stinson, the lone running back. They have four wideouts, so they try to spread the field here on first down. Stinson again, and he fights his way down near the 20-yard line. Pretty good run. There wasn't much there. They'll spot him at the 21. That's a pickup of about 3 yards on first down, second and seven, as Pinckney is right back into scoring territory. Up front, Kegel Johnson, Benoit for a French-speaking audience, Richards, and Riley Colhoun. Kretzinger, Lawrence, Baird, Hardrick are the linebackers. Stinson again. He's got good yardage. He's down near the 15-yard line.
Yeah, he's getting it done inside. That offensive line from Pinckney's a pretty good-sized bunch of kids. And right now they're just kind of pushing Jackson back a little bit.
Out in the secondary, Dakota Robertson, Stephen Uchindu, Kyron Stitz, Kenyon Mulcahy for Jackson. But if they get in trouble, they'll put Edwards back there.
So Benoit Richards has been taken out as a nose man, and they just put in 26, Malachi Kretzinger.
Third down and a yard here for Pinckney, trying to come right back and answer the early Viking touchdown. Bonna to Stinson. Easy first down. He's inside the 10, all the way down near the 5-yard line. Boy, this looks like that drive Ipsy Lincoln had a couple weeks ago where they just ran right through the Jackson defense.
Yeah, to start the game, they looked invincible, and then they went away from that after that possession.
And nothing fancy. It's been the same running back, Stinson, the tailback. He is 5'11", 195.
That's a pretty good-sized player.
Out of the gun, Stinson again. He's down near the goal line. Touchdown. Wow. Right through the Jackson defense, Pinckney. And they have tied the game at 6. And that was an ugly series for the Jackson defense, and they really got put behind the eight ball by that kick.
The kick and the penalty. I still don't understand that. They penalized him 5 yards.
Here's the extra point to take the lead. Zach DeRock. Quarterback is the holder, Joe Bonna.
And looks like Pinckney's only got 10 men on the field.
They run a player on late. Snap is high, kick is up, and good. Pinckney 7, Jackson 6. Back in 30 seconds on WKHL.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell. 6:42 left in the first. Big surprise here at the stadium as Pinckney rolled to a very easy touchdown, the same ball carrier. Here's that little pop fly kick again. Barberi, I think, got it again. Nice job up to the 39. He has hit hard there. Ryan Hannafin on the stop. Wow, he was way up near the 40. They put it back at the 37.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
So Jackson comes out, decent field position, first down, 30, their own 37-yard line. They get back into that triangle with, right in the middle of the triangle is Noah Bush. And he hands it off, not much there, maybe a yard, and a big hit on Edwards. He got clobbered. Jacob Price, 6'2", 210-pound defensive lineman, one of them in there. We'll give Edwards a yard and a half. Second down, 8.5. Pinckney leads 7-6. Six to go here in the first on WKHM. Noah Bush on second down. Hand off, slipping through a hole all the way out to the 44-yard line. Is Exire Edwards.
Those are pretty good-looking linebackers for Pinckney. 53 made the tackle there. That would be Scott Barrett. He's 6'1 and 240.
Third down, about three here for the high. Give to Edwards, hitting the backfield. He struggles up. Good job to get about 2 yards out of that. Jackson has a fourth and a yard. But right now you have to say Pinckney really winning the battle in the trenches. Their offensive line just mauled Jackson's defense on that first series. Bush comes over, gets a play from Scott Farley, and they'll go for it on fourth and a yard here. That is the Jackson MO. They don't like to punt it. And on fourth down, Kretzinger. I'll tell you, looks like they're going to give it to him, but he did not. He only needed a yard, and he got about a yard and a half,
yeah,
Tom.
He got about the length of the football over that line.
I give Pinckney a lot of credit. They're hitting.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, and Jackson really needs to score on this possession. We're down to 4:30 to go in the first quarter. It is Pinckney 7, Jackson High 6. Jackson with first and 10 now at their own 48.
Yeah, Pinckney came here to play, evidently. Here's Bush faking to Edwards, and he got tripped up.
One of those linebackers, 44, Drew Pilley. Tripped him up. Good read there by Bush. He faked Edwards, and he kept it himself and ducked that belly play right up off right tackle. Got a good gain, about 7. That'll set up second down and 3.
Yeah, Bush almost scooted. Second down and 3. We have 3:40 to go here in the first. Here's Kretzinger, and here's a whistle and a flag. That was a second and 3, and a walk-off against Jackson. Illegal procedure.
Yeah, rare mistake. This is our fourth Jackson High game. We haven't really seen them play. We've seen them play mistake-free, and that's... You know, the bane of what has happened over the years was fumbles and penalties. Let's hope that doesn't cost them. It'll set up second down and 9.
Pitch it out to Edwards. 50, 45, good block, 40. Drag down from the top side in the first down, 39-yard line.
Well, he's some kind of special football player, and that's a good run there by Xavier Edwards. Tackle by Evan Walder, but not until Edwards crossed the 40-yard line, and he got a Viking first down. Now to the Pinckney 39-yard line.
When in doubt, give it to number 1.
Well, and you can go inside or outside with him, which makes it very tough for the defense to set anything up just to stop Edwards.
On first down, Big Kretzinger runs through a couple tackles, and he's got a five spot, maybe six, down to the 33. Micah Kretzinger, the senior, at about 230. He is a load. Give him six and a second and four.
Yeah, that's a lot of yards on first down. That makes this, that gives you an awful lot of weapons on second down. Now, Jackson historically is not a passing team, especially on a lousy night like tonight. They may just keep it on the ground.
Out of the short gun, Kretzinger in motion. They fake to him, wide open. Touchdown, Vikings! What a throw by Noah Bush. Dakota Robertson ran right past the secondary, and Bush threw an absolute strike. Robertson caught it in stride at about the 10-yard line and waved goodbye to the secondary. Beautiful throw by Noah Bush.
Sucked him in. He got that safety to bite, and I think it was Dakota Robertson in that seam area right up the hash mark. Bush hit him perfectly in stride, 34 yards and a touchdown, 2:14 to go first quarter. Jackson leads 12-7.
Even I, with my crack eyesight, thought Kretzinger had the ball. That was a good sleight of hand there by Noah Bush, and the Vikings will go for two, up 12-7. Two in the backfield with Bush. Three wideouts. Well, two wideouts in a slot. Run an option. Cut back. 2 points for the Vikings.
Kretzinger. He was wide.
He just ran right through two tacklers.
Yeah, he's the biggest, strongest kid Jackson has, and that's the kind of bruising player you want down there. Pinckney came to play, as you mentioned. They're big, they're pretty tough, and Micah Kretzinger on that just a little stretch play to the outside was able to get into the end zone. So with 2:14 to go in the first quarter, it's Jackson 14 and Pinckney 7.
So the Vikings bounce right back. That was a beautiful throw by Noah Bush, who has just, Bush has just been spectacular. Can't say anything else. Great leadership. Out of town, Tom.
Yeah, a couple of out of town scores. First in the Interstate 8, Western leads Marshall 7-0. Harper Creek leads Coldwater 7-0. Columbia Central kicked a field goal with 9:45 to go in the first quarter. Columbia leads Hillsdale 3-0. And Reading struck first. Reading leads Springport 6-0. 9:45 to go, first quarter.
Here's the Jackson kick. The last one was a debacle. This one they punch one toward the sideline. And here's the run back. Pretty good block. Room up the middle. And the running back there falls down. That was, I think, Dylan Reason.
Steven Ukendu is going to get credit for the tackle. Somebody might have gotten him by the foot. But again, too much yardage there on that play. Pinckney with a good little return got the ball up to the 40-yard line.
So our other game, K105.3, Western off and running against historic Marshall. Tom?
Missy Keeler just checked in, the Springport AD. Springport has come back and scored. Undefeated Springport now leads 8-6 with 6:56 to go in the first quarter.
Here comes Pinckney. Let's see if Jackson shored up the defense at all. That was a sieve first time around. And they've got Stinson here. Oh, he has dragged down. Big tackle by Kretzinger.
He's a football player. Micah Kretzinger offensively and defensively.
41-yard line pickup of a yard. That Jackson defense should be ornery after that first series. They were an absolute no-show. And for this rotten, rotten weather tonight, not a bad crowd here.
A lot of alumni came back.
At
you were
Withington.
Wondering.
Tony Mack has flown in.
Graduate
of what year, Tony?
1986.
Valedictorian, 1986. Tony Mack. Here's a running play, just 2 yards out to the 43.
Brady Lawrence on the stop along with the Guillermo Baird.
Guillermo Baird and Dakota Robertson was up quickly out of the secondary. Third down and 7 for the Pinckneys. And they've had one play so far, handed off to Stinson.
Pinckney coach Rod Beaton, he's been there a few years. He's done a good job. I mentioned last year they were 8-2. They've had a good run. They don't huddle up. They stay in that spread. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 way to the right. Shotgun formation with a running back next to the quarterback.
Back to throw, being chased. Hit. Pass is incomplete. Good job by the Vikings in that backfield.
Brady Lawrence again got to the quarterback.
He put Joe Bonna on his wallet back at the 30-yard line. And fourth down for Pinckney in about 7. And they will likely kick it away here with, looks like, Cameron Gayden.
And Dakota Robertson deep back to about the 25-yard line for Jackson. We're down to 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jackson leads 14-7.
Jackson going for 8 in a row. They lead 14-7. Snap is a ground ball. Almost blocked. Pretty good kick under the circumstances. And this will roll all the way down to the Jackson about 22-yard line. Boy, a good job by the kicker, Gayden, there. First of all, he had to scoop up a rotten snap. And he did that and got the kick away, which was almost blocked. And got a pretty decent carpet roll down to the 22 where the Vikings take over first and 10. Action for the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. Jackson YMCA. Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road. Jackson Public Schools, Elrose Steel, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, OmniSource. As the Vikings offense rolls out, and they're 2-for-2 so far. Touchdown for Edwards, touchdown pass. Noah Bush to Dakota Robertson. From the 22-yard line, run that option. No pitch. Quarterback loose, and Noah Bush all the way out to the 37-yard line.
One of the very essential parts of running this Veer offense is a fine, bright, smart, athletic quarterback, and that's what Noah Bush is. He's a junior, and he's running this almost to perfection. That was a great read and a great run, and he got Jackson out of the danger zone. Now they're in the three-down zone up to the Jackson High 37-yard line.
Could be the last play of the quarter on first down. Up the middle. Good move, Edwards. 40, 45, 50. Down the sideline. See you later. 20-10. Touchdown, Vikings. Exire Edwards goes 63 yards. Viking touchdown. Unbelievable. What a dance move right at the line of scrimmage. Tommy stepped out of 2 tackles.
He
hits the sideline. Guys still have an angle on him, and he outruns him.
Yeah, he's good inside and outside, and that basically was what he does. He broke tackles, and then he's got the foot speed to outrun everybody. So on the very final play of the first quarter, 63 yards for a score.
Quentin Smith on the extra point. That is up and good. 21-7 Jackson. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Yes, Thank you. Jackson will kick here at 21-7. Wow, an explosion again. We've seen this time and time again this year. And this year by Xavier Edwards has got to be going down in the Jackson record books as one of the greatest years ever for a Jackson running back. He has been spectacular. This is a driving kick this time back to the 15. Good contain, bad tackling, good hit from behind. For the Vikings. Look like four, Jermaine Pryor. Hard to pick out the numbers here. They have the gray jerseys on, which does make it a little better tonight. Pinckney comes out for the first play of the second quarter, and they about 15 minutes ago had a 7-6 lead. Now they look up at the board. They're down 21-7. They're throwing. Quarterback is hit, and that pass incomplete. Had the Jackson defender turned there, he might have been able to pick that off. That was an absolute knuckleball as the quarterback Bonna got drilled again in the backfield. I think it was Kretzinger back there.
Yeah, and the same thing is about to happen again. Now it's going to be second and 10, and they're reeling. That was two quick straight scores there after Pinckney took the lead. Jackson answered it quickly. You would be happy with just one touchdown after Pinckney scored, but they scored two in 2 minutes and 14 seconds, and that will absolutely take the wind out of your sails.
And I get the impression Pinckney doesn't throw the ball well. Bonna, the junior quarterback, he's just a little guy, about a 160, and they hand off to Stinson, and he's dropped at the line of scrimmage, spins forward for 2 yards to the 37, and the Jackson defense is really stiffened after that first series. Just underway in the second quarter, Jay High 21, Pinckney 7. You're on 970, 101.5 FM. Tom Ranchford keeping you on top of the scores. And next opportunity, we'll get an update from Tom. Bonna looks over the defense. He's got third and long again. And he's back to throw. Has some time down the middle. Great catch. The 45-yard line. Good hit there, but a little late. That'll be a first down Pinckney at the Jackson 43.
Dakota Robertson on the coverage there, and a real good play by Pinckney to get out of the hole, get themselves a first down, get across midfield. Now they're down to the Jackson 43.
Like Jack Trackett, he's a sophomore that made that. That was a good catch and a good throw by Bonna down the middle. That time he had time to really set up, set his feet, and throw. The last couple times he has been hammered, but Jackson did not get to him that time. On first down, back to Stinson, running room inside the 40, 39-yard line, 5 yards on first down.
You know, he got five, but he was belted pretty good. I think they're getting that first initial push against the Jackson High defensive line, but those linebackers are coming up and filling very nicely.
Second and five for Pinckney. Jackson scores two touchdowns, just over 2 minutes, and they've taken a 21-7 lead here on homecoming. Beautiful night here at Withington.
Shirt sleeve weather.
I think the rain did stop, though. Cold and damp as they try to turn the corner, and Jackson diagnoses that play beautifully. They tried a kind of a long sweep, and they were just really running the wrong way.
Brady Lawrence, Dakota Robertson, and Marcus Castroza.
Kyron Stitz came up out of the secondary, helped turn that play in, and it's third down and five. as Bonna just simply looks over to the sideline. And they signal the play in from there. In fact, all the players are looking over there. And the Jackson players are looking over there. Bonna out of the short gun. They give to Stinson. Drilled in the backfield. That is a beautiful football play. Wish we could read these numbers.
It was either
Baird or Lawrence.
I thought your eyesight was improving.
Well, not with these numbers. Fourth down coming up. They lost a yard there. It's going to be fourth and seven. Pinckney will go for it here. Fourth down and seven. The ball's at the Jackson 40. See if the Vikings throw a little blitz in here. Low snap. Rushes on down the middle. Knocked away beautifully. Beautiful defensive play by the Vikings in the secondary. Was that Robertson? I believe it was.
It was Dakota Robertson, number three.
Great play by Dakota Robertson.
Yeah, he was the single safety deep, and he ran a post route.
That's a touchdown, Tom, if it gets over his head. And he batted it away beautifully, and the Vikings take over at the 40. And the Pinckney defense has shown me in no way, shape, or form are they going to be able to stop Jackson. Out of town.
Nick Thomas just scored a touchdown for Lumen Christi on an 18-yard run. So with 7:17 to go in the second quarter, it's Lumen Christi 7, Battle Creek Penfield nothing. 0-0 after one quarter over at Penfield tonight.
Here's the option, the quick pitch. Edwards, 40, 45, 46-yard line. And Edwards is hurt. Don't want to see that. Ouch. Boy, that is your franchise there. Hopefully he just fell on the ball. That would be devastating. Edwards is down. I think they're looking at his right leg at about the 47-yard line. Got to be a lot of concern there. Let's take a quick break. We have an injury timeout. Back in a minute on WKHL.
Buy smart with Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eiselhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eiselhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eiselhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eiselhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eiselhart Nissan of Jackson.
Help the Jackson YMCA fill the blue bus. The Y is holding an online auction to benefit kids and families in Jackson. The Y blue bus will travel to 6 locations starting October 15 to collect auction items. Have items at home you no longer need, like furniture, jewelry, tools, or appliances? Have unwanted gift cards? Donate them to the Y auction. Donations are tax deductible. Items will be auctioned online in November, and proceeds go to help Y kids. Get details and the blue bus schedule at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Xavier Edwards is up. I hate to guess, but it really looks like his right ankle area. And I doubt we will see him again this evening. He's over on the training table here. And he's about as tough as they come. Second down and four. Bush hands it off. Here's a first down. Good cut. all the way down inside the 45, 44-yard line. I think that was Robertson. Hard to tell with numbers that are impossible to read. First down, 38-yard line. Bush has Kretzinger in motion. He runs it and runs right over tacklers all the way down to the 34-yard line. That is just about 9 yards on first down for Micah Kretzinger, who may get a lot of carries now with Edwards the training table.
You're deflated with Edwards down there being attended to by the trainer, but remember, there's kids that can play. Kretzinger, Dakota Robertson, there's other players that are going to be able to fill that spot. They'll still be able to run the ball. Let's get out of here tonight. Hopefully nobody else gets hurt. Get out of here with a win and get him healthy for next week. Or more importantly, the week after.
Robertson up the middle, close to a first down. He's down to the 33-yard line. And the official doesn't want to bring the chain in, so he gives Jackson a first down. And the Vikings moving here, leading 21-7.
So with Robertson sliding into the backfield, Kenyon Mulcahy is that other flanker. He's wide to the right in the slot with Zion Hardrick to the right. Mickey O'Dowd wide to the left.
On first down, Robertson down to close to the 30. Well, they'll give him two to the 31. And Robertson is a very, very good player, but he's not Edwards. Nobody's Edwards on this team.
And, of course, he's also expected to play defense. And you just saw that touchdown-saving pass breakup that he made from his safety spot.
So he's moved into the tailback right now with Edwards out. Noah Bush marks him offside. That'll be a free 5 yards. Take it down to about the 26.
You could see that going to happen because Pinckney came into the stadium tonight very, very aggressive, and it just took that hard count. Jackson, to their credit, stayed onside. Pinckney jumped that big linebacker, 53, jumped offside. Scott Barrett, 6'1 and 240, and he stepped across the line, got Jackson 5 yards, sets up second and three.
Noah Bush out of the gun. Runs the option, late pitch. Good job by Robertson to keep that play alive, and he's close to a first down.
The late pitch was perfectly read by Bush, but Dakota Robertson needs to get a farther relationship away from him. That's where Edwards had really excelled. When you're running the option and there's a chance you don't get the ball, a lot of times kids don't want to run hard. And Edwards would always make sure he got wide enough. And now Dakota Robertson he's going to have to be able to do that, get a little bit wider. That pitch was, only about three steps away.
Here's Kretzinger. He just runs over tacklers inside the 15, 14-yard line.
He broke the tackle of Drew Pilley. Now, Pilley's only a 180-pounder, and he ran right through him.
Ran him right into the turf. Be a second down and a yard. That's nine more for Kretzinger. We have just over 4 minutes to go till halftime. Very quick first half. And Jackson pushing toward the end zone. With Robertson and Bush in the backfield. Oh, bad snap. And Pinckney recovers. It was a high snap. Bush could not handle it. Then he couldn't fall on it. That's one of the few mistakes, Tom, that we've seen.
I think this is our fourth game, and I don't know if we've seen a fumble. And that's, bound to happen in the course of a game. So the bad snap by center. I think it's Paul Fairchild, just a little bit high over Bush's right shoulder. He couldn't handle it. Pinckney did recover, so Pinckney gets the ball. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Jackson High with a 21-7 lead.
Yeah, you take those snaps for granted, and we haven't seen a bad snap all year in the games we've covered. Now Pinckney gets it back at the 27. Stinson, good tackle there at the point of attack.
Yeah, that's Guillermo Baird.
G. Baird. Nice play by the junior at 225.
Now, Jackson's, that time they got away with no safety, and I know Pinckney saw that. They're going to play that way again. There's a safety a little bit looser this time.
But second down and nine.
Those corners are going to roll up.
What? 3:10 to go here in the first half. Joe Bonna back to throw it. Being chased! Fires it out here, and it is incomplete. Kretzinger was there. Jumped in front of the receiver. He let the ball get over his head, but the pass was out of bounds anyway. Bonna was almost taken down inside the 20. Good pass rush there for the Vikes.
Riley Calhoun was one of them that was over there. He tried to help the quarterback up, and the quarterback pushed him away. I think one of the Vikes might have got quarterback Bonna right in the head as he knocked him out of bounds.
Third down and nine. Now, he can throw it if he has. Now, here's a flag. There was movement by Pinckney, and they're going to go back five, and this is going to be third and 14. If Jackson can hold here, they should get pretty good field position, try to knock one in here before halftime. They lead 21-7, they being Jackson High, here on homecoming. Again, Pinckney, they're looking over the sideline. Seems like these plays take forever.
Yeah, when they don't huddle up, it does seem forever.
Back to throw. He's going to run it up the middle. Oh, Jackson lost contain, and they're going to give up a first down. Goodness, and quarterback's still running, and he's finally out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, they widened the field up quite a bit, and somebody pinned that force man, and the contain man has to get, you got to keep your outside arm free, and he got blocked. Or he bit. He bit as Bonner ran to the outside. He made a nice cut there. A couple of personnel changes there for Jackson. Two players in, two players out. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing.
That was a big play for Pinckney. Keep the football. And they might have a chance now. Get back in it. They go to Stinson. He pops loose. Secondary. All the way down to the Jackson. Inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. That little belly handoff to Stinson.
Yeah, he was basically very good blocking for Pinckney. He was basically unblocked until he was tackled after a gain of about 15. Now down to the 34 of the Vikes. 2:25 to go in the first half. Clock is running. Jackson leads 21-7.
That was actually Paterno. Sal Paterno. And a first down at the Jackson 34. The clock down to 2 minutes to go in the first half. And they try to turn the corner and forget it. No game there. Jackson runs that down. Is that Baird again?
I believe so. Brady Lawrence, Guillermo Baird, a bunch of those kids.
And we have a timeout on the field. Pinckney takes the time here with 1:51. Back in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siri Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Throw, good throw and catch here by Pinckney. Joe Bonna to Dylan Reason. Brings up a third down and a yard. And the quarterback keeps it. First down to the 20-yard line before he's piled up.
What a great fake. I think everybody in the stadium was looking at that fake to the left. They sold it with that good, hard running back. The line blocked, and Bonna pulled it and ran that belly off to the right and got himself a first down. Down to 1 minute and 10 seconds to go in the first half. The clock is running, but Pinckney is marching down to their own Viking 20.
On first down, Bonna back to throw. Intercepted! That pass was tipped and intercepted by the Vikings. Huge defensive play for Jay High.
That's Zion Hardrick, number 9, on the grab. That linebacker over on the side. The intended receiver, I believe, was 22, Sal Paterno. And he had one hand on the ball, and it went in the air. And Paterno has got to knock it down if he doesn't catch it. And Zion Hardrick, as the ball was tipped in the air, was able to grab it.
Yeah, they set up a little kind of a screen, Tom. Mm-hmm. And he was really wide open. The ball was overthrown. There was a lot of pressure.
I think Hardrick is the outside linebacker on that side, and he's in charge of that zone. And he stayed right there, stayed home, and made a very nice play.
So the Vikings get it back, 19-yard line. 57 seconds.
That wasn't even my full strike.
I know. Noah Bush.
Right, you know that you
to Robertson. 20, 25, 30, 35. He's out to the 37-yard line. There's 50 seconds left. That may change Jackson's thinking here. And the Vikings take a timeout. We'll take a quick break. Back in 60 on WKHM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Draw play to Kretzinger. There he goes! All the way! Touchdown, Jackson! Do you believe it? 63-yard draw play to Kretzinger. We saw it at Chelsea. And about 3 weeks later, we see it here at Withington. Kretzinger, not only big, but he shows his speed as he outraces the entire Pirate defense. Tom, a stunner here before halftime.
Well, that is so huge. You could feel Jackson's daubers down a little bit when Xyre Edwards got hurt and had to come out of the game. But they got that turnover on that interception by Zion Hardrick, and a couple of plays later, they're in the end zone. On a magnificent play and run by Micah Kretzinger.
Wow. Boy, once Kretzinger gets rolling, he is just like a freight train out there.
You hate to lose it, obviously.
Didn't that look just like the play against Chelsea?
Chelsea, exactly. And again, with Edwards out, these kids have to pick up the slack. They have to believe they can do it. He's not coming back, it would appear. And to be honest with you, it's 27-7. I don't think you'd need to even think about it.
No.
So, but there's plenty of kids that can play.
Jackson, there was a 5-yard penalty on the extra point against Pinckney, and now Jackson, instead of kicking, will go for two here with the ball at the yard and a half line. They lead 27-7, an absolute jolt by Micah Kretzinger. Now on the 2-point try, Noah Bush out of the gun, empty backfield. In motion. Bush keeps it. He walks into the end zone for 2 points. Noah Bush faked to Kretzinger and just danced his way right up the middle.
As a defensive coordinator here at Jackson High for a great many years, I'm here to tell you the option's the hardest thing to stop down on the goal line. They have to honor that fake. So the fake to Kretzinger, you go back and watch the recording of this, and you'll see everybody jump Kretzinger, and Bush ran that belly, stepped inside, untouched for the PAT. And with 40 and a half seconds to go in the first half, it's Jackson High 29 and Pinckney 7.
Keep it right here for the Jackson kick.
While we're awaiting the kick, we've got a couple of out-of-town scores. Lumen Christi leads Penfield 7-0 in the second quarter. Halftime score, Western leads Marshall 7-0. Harper Creek leads Coldwater 14-6. Michigan Center over Napoleon right now 8-7. Columbia Central leads Hillsdale 16-14 with about 5 minutes to go in the first half.
What a game that is. Here's the Jackson kick, low squibber. Ball's loose on the rug and recovered by Pinckney near the 40-yard line.
Now, to me, Jackson opened the game with an onside kick and kicked it out of bounds and was penalized. And, you know, Pinckney got the ball in a, you know, very good field position. But that one where you drive it right at that kid and it bounced and it hit him in the face mask and bounced right away, to me, those are the type that give you more of a reward for kicking the ball short. Those are very tough for those kids to handle.
38 seconds left in the half. Just a minute ago, it looked like Pinckney would have a chance to get back in the game. They get a pass intercepted. Less than a minute to go in the half. And on two plays, Robertson runs 120 and Kretzinger runs 163. Back to pass, we're playing Canadian football. They throw it out here. Intercepted! 45-50, 45-40, 30. All the way down near the 20-yard line. Mickey O'Dowd picked it off all the way back near the 20. And Jackson in business again. Unbelievable.
Mickey O'Dowd pressed into service as a defensive back as there's been some injuries for the Vikes. He made a beautiful read on that and got great yardage up the right sideline. So Jackson now, there are 26 seconds left. Jackson has just scored. They lead 29-7. And with 26 seconds to go, Jackson's got the ball in terrific shape down at the Pinckney 16-yard line.
Vikes have one timeout left. So they have a timeout to play with, 26 seconds. Unbelievable. Bush out of the short gun. Rolls to his left. Looks and throws, and that's caught. 10, 5, touchdown, Jackson! Are you kidding me? Vikings score again! That wasn't a great throw, but Tom, the D-back really got turned around the wrong way.
It was to Micah Kretzinger, big kid. And I'm not sure if it was Micah or Malachi. That appears to be Micah, 21 on the grab. And the throw was just kind of floated up there, but Kretzinger made a great read, caught it, 16 yards for the score, and Jackson now leads 35-7.
Kick, extra point, up and good. 36-7. When about 2 minutes ago on the clock, it looked like Pinckney might be back in the game. This is incredible what has happened here in the last minute plus. And it's been, really, it's been that kind of year for Jackson High. Everything seemingly has gone right. But what a bounce back after you lose your best player, Tom.
Well, yeah, because you could feel the emotions. They're all friends. And when their friend went, especially as good of a player is and popular as Edwards is, to have that happen. But the kids persevered through this. I'm stunned. I mean,
yeah,
this kind of stuff,
amazing.
Over the years, this has happened to us in the last minute of the first half.
There's still 19 seconds left. We may not be done scoring here. You just can't make this stuff up. 36-7, Jackson. Well, they scored 15 points. I don't know, in about, what, 20 seconds?
21 seconds. Yeah, 20 and a half seconds.
Here's the kick. They kick it deep. This will be returned from the 10. 20. Flag. Why did he cut back? It looked like that kid might go all the way, but there's a flag way back here at the 15. Likely holding or blocking the back
for
Pinckney.
Those are almost always blocking the back.
We've got very few flags in this game. But, the way we were rolling it, like we'd be at halftime about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is starting to drag a little bit.
But we have had a lot transpire here in the last 2 minutes. Just amazing. And I'll tell you, that kickoff return was very close to going to the house. Like a personal foul against Pinckney. Takes it all the way back to the 9-yard line.
I didn't see the foul, but I've noticed some nastiness down there. So that buries them. There's only 8. If they're smart, they'll take a knee right here and get out of the first half. I wouldn't even try to hand it off, but they're in the shotgun.
I think that's Kretzinger out playing safety. No, they just hand it off. And they get a few yards to the 20. That will be halftime. So we have 0.2 seconds. Oh, he did get a first down there. 8 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson.
Yeah, so on the first down, they'll stop the clock, but he will, as soon as he sets the chains and puts the ball in play, the clock has started, and that'll end the half.
Okay, we are at halftime officially. What a crazy last 3 or 4 minutes of this first half. And Jackson High has stormed to a 36-7 lead over the Pinckney Pirates here at halftime with a series of long plays. Take a 3 break. We're coming back for Denny's at halftime. These burgers are from Denny's. Back at the half with Jackson leading 36-7 on WKHM.
Denny's Super Slam is just $5.99. I'm sure you've heard the jingle.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that one. It comes with eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and now with your choice of buttermilk or pumpkin pancakes.
Pumpkin pancakes? Are you out of your mind?
Right? I thought the same thing. Although it is fall, so pumpkin pancakes don't seem that crazy.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
No, you're right. That does sound a little crazy. The $5.99 Super Slam from Denny's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Upgrade the pumpkin pancakes for 49 cents.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, we're back at Withington at the half for Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road. Breakfast all the time at Denny's, and they are open forever, the rest of your life, 24-7, 7 days a week. They're open on Easter, Christmas, Hanukkah. They're open every day. If you need food, Denny's is there cooking it for you. We have an extended halftime here. Just an amazing turn of events here late in the first half as Jackson puts up 15 points in 21 seconds. And they go up 36-7 here at the half as the band decked out in their jacket wear, their outdoor wear, will perform here at halftime. Let's take a quick 2-minute break, catch up on some of our fine sponsors tonight. We'll come back, update you on the out-of-town scoreboard before the Michigan High School Athletic Association halftime program. We'll be back.
Denny's Super Slam is just $5.99. I'm sure you've heard the jingle.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that one. It comes with eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and now with your choice of buttermilk or
ducks. Or to place an order, visit Alro.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, Tony Mack, Craig Konopacki has shown up, our new executive producer director. 36-7 here at halftime, Jackson up on Pinckney. Let's get an update. Our out-of-town scoreboard with Tom Ranchford.
Well, let's get the locals in here, Greg. At the half, Lumen Christie and Battle Creek Penfield are tied at 7. Penfield scored with 26 seconds to go in the first half to tie that score. Nick Thomas scored late in the first quarter on an 18-yard run for Lumen Christie.
That's a surprise, Tom.
I would say so. And Penfield hung in there and scored at the end of the first half. So 7-7 tie, Penfield and Lumen Christie. At the half, Parma Western leads Marshall 7-0. So Marshall came to play. I think you predicted that. Western having a really terrific season. They do lead 7-0 at the half. And one other Interstate 8 score at the half. Harper Creek leads Coldwater 14-6. In the SEC White, Chelsea leads Tecumseh 28-7. Lincoln and Dexter are tied at 14. You know, Lincoln's a funny team. I'm terrified in the playoffs that they come back here and play Jackson High again.
Dexter's pretty good, though, Tom.
Yeah,
they're 5-2.
They're hanging in there. Dexter gave these guys, they beat these guys last week, 17-14.
Right.
So they're decent. In the Cascades, Michigan Center leads Napoleon 15-7. Halftime score, Columbia Central has a 23-14 lead over Hillsdale.
That's a beautiful thing.
And one last score locally before we go to the MHSAA. Halftime score from Reading, where undefeated Springport and undefeated Reading are playing. They are tied at 14.
Wow, some big games in the area. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow. Sports Saturday program, 8 to 10. Back that up with the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show. Half hour exclusively with Ted Nugent tomorrow on the outdoor program. It is classic Nugent with McKibben tomorrow. Let's take a one-minute break. Then this week in the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and we'll be back in a few. We're at halftime. It's Jackson 36, Pinckney 7 on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Denny's Super Slam is just 5.
Welcome back. Homecoming here at Withington for the Vikings. Band still on the field. Had the homecoming festivities. And we're about 5 or 6 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're at the half for Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. They'll be with us tomorrow with Polly's Country Markets. Sports Saturday program, we'll have all the scores. Not most of them, we'll have all of them tomorrow morning here on 970, 101.5, and 101.9 FM. Let's check the out-of-town board right now with Tom Ranchford.
Well, let's do the local ones first again. At the half, we lead here. Lumen Christie By the way, Jackson leads 36-7 over Pinckney. In the Interstate 8, Lumen Christi and Penfield are tied at 7 at the half. Western leads Marshall 7-0. Harper Creek leads Coldwater 14-7. And nothing in on the Hastings at Northwest game from Mountie Stadium. In the SEC White, Chelsea leads Tecumseh 28-14. Lincoln and Dexter are tied at 14, and nothing in on Adrian and Ipsy. In the Cascades, we're into the third quarter now. Michigan Center leads Napoleon 15-7. Nothing in on the other three Cascades games. In the Lenawee, Columbia Central has a 23-14 lead over Hillsdale. And in the Big Eight, the battle of the undefeateds, Springport at Reading, they are tied at 14. Outstate, there's a much ballyhooed game with Muskegon and Mona Shores. Muskegon leads Mona Shores 28-21. And let's see what else we have here. Constantine, you were talking about this one earlier. Constantine and Kalamazoo United, which is the it's united between Kalamazoo Hackett and Kalamazoo Christian. Constantine leads Kalamazoo United 36-20. Grand Rapids West Catholic and Grand Rapids Catholic Central are tied at 14. Pontiac Notre Dame and Portland are tied at 0 at the half. East Lansing leads Waverly 14-0. DeWitt leads St. Joe 15-3. Down in the southwest, Niles leads Battle Creek Central 14-0. It's Marine City 13, Marysville 7. Another big game up on Lake Michigan. Montague leads Ravenna 21-15. Kingsley has a 32-0 lead over Sheboygan as they're going to have to drown their sorrows at Johnny's on the Main again tonight in Sheboygan.
Well, they do that win or lose.
Well, they have sorrows when they lose or when they win?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. in the Interstate 8, this in, Hastings has a 28-0 lead over Northwest. So the struggles continue for Northwest.
Nothing on the Jackson goes to Lake Fenton next week. We will be there. Lake Fenton is playing at Williamston tonight. That will be an interesting score to decipher. Also, Ithaca has a big game tonight, Tom, with Saginaw, Michigan Lutheran Seminary. They're both 6-1.
Yeah, you know, one, by the way, who is Monroe Catholic playing? They have a 40-0 lead. I thought we had it on the list here. So Monroe Catholic, you know, Pontiac Notre Dame plays them next week. Fox may not make the playoffs. And you mentioned Ithaca. I know it's big right now to look at the 7-0s that are playing each other, but far more important than the two 7-0s playing each other are the teams that are 5-2 or 4-3 that need these wins to get into the playoffs. To me, that's where you know that's where it's at, and it's much 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 more important for them to be able to do that.
Let's take a break here. The Vikings, well, both teams have trickled back out to the field finally after a very long halftime. We'll take a break. Back in 90 seconds with the second half here on WKHM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. there's always something going on. So come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington, and we're just about ready. Start this second half, lengthy halftime. One of the other big games down to our south, Ottawa Lake Whiteford is just hammering Clinton 26. Nothing. That score, that's a 7-0, 6-1 matchup tonight. Jackson will kick to the Pirates of Pinckney to start the second half. And we're in position to have a quick half here, possibly. As Jackson is up by 29. Again, Xyre Edwards was injured. Here's an onside kick. The ball's loose. Jackson's got it. Took a perfect hop to O'Dowd. He just caught it and ran out of bounds. Unbelievable. And Jackson is in business. That ball rolled right over the head of one of the up men for Pinckney and right into the waiting arms of O'Dowd. Mickey O'Dowd, the senior wide receiver, had a pass interception late in that first half.
Yeah, Mick's starting to grow into his frame a little bit. He's a pretty big kid. He's 6'1", about 170, 180 pounds.
And the Vikings have the ball to start the second half. 38-yard line. And they throw it long. And it's caught! What a catch! All the way down to the 2-yard line. What a throw by Noah Bush right down the middle. Great over-the-shoulder catch. Is that Hardrick?
No, it's 20. Is it 25, Kenyon Mulcahy?
Boy, it's just a crime you can't read these numbers over here.
I think it's Mulcahy. He was the
Kenyon
flanker.
Kenyon Mulcahy.
He was the flanker that replaced Dakota Robertson when Xyre Edwards got hurt.
That was a heck of a catch, Tom, because that coverage was pretty good. Over-the-shoulder catch at about the 10, got it to the 2. And now Bush, empty backfield. Hands to Kretzinger. One man to beat, and he beats him. Touchdown, Vikings! He beat one and then ran over the other one at the goal line. It's 42-7.
That's three touchdowns for Jackson High in less than a minute. Those two at the end of the first half were with 40 seconds and 20 seconds to go. And this one is 11:19 to go, so it took 41 seconds to score this.
Oh, three touchdowns, really, about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Extra point for Quentin Smith. That's up. Looks good. It is good, and let's get that clock running. 43-7, Vikings. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has the Jackson area's highest-rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
To
GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, Jackson, you know, some would say you're up 36-7. What are you doing onside kicking? Well, they do it all year. Doesn't make any difference. Behind, ahead, that is part of their makeup, and they may do it again here. That onside kick just worked beautifully. Went right over the head of the corner man, and O'Dowd caught it on the run. They kick it deep this time and run back 10-15, 20-25. Good hit there by the Jackson kick crew.
That was Stinson on the return. He's a pretty good runner. I cannot tell you the number of the Jackson High player that made the
70
tackle.
Something. Looked like 70.
Adam Schmigelski is number 70.
Adam Schmigelski on the stop. And check in our old buddy Joe Bonna, the little junior quarterback for Pinckney. Hands it off, room up the middle, and they run it to about the 33. Again, we're in a running clock mode here with Jackson up by 36 points. Guillermo Baird again, Brady,
yeah,
Lawrence.
The two
inside linebackers making the stop for the High. Second, about five here for Pinckney. Keep it right on the ground. Good play here in the backfield. Hit for a loss of a yard or so.
Well, that's nice to see up front. Jackson High flex their muscles a little bit with that defensive line because they didn't really have a very they had a rough time up front with the defensive line in the first quarter. They were pushed around a little bit by Pinckney.
Yeah, they have not played their best game here tonight, the defense.
And it's 43-7.
Right. We're complaining. Third and six. Bonner back to throw. Down the middle. Wounded duck, incomplete. Had a man open at the 50.
Yeah, that was a wobbler. Again, Paterno was able to get inside the defender, and you can without much difficulty in that area, but that was just a wobbler, and it was not going to be caught.
Coverage was not real good there for Jackson, but...
Yeah, he broke that square in right in front of the defender, and there was... That's a very, very tough pass to defend.
So Pinckney will kick here. They have a fourth and seven. Good snap this time. Kick is low. Will hit the rug. Great bounce for Pinckney. That hit the 45 and rolls all the way down to the 29-yard line. Clock runs here, and it just keeps right on running. It can't run quick enough for many. Probably those Pinckney fans, about two dozen that made the trip.
You know, it got nasty again. I stepped outside to talk to press box attendant Ben Thomas, and it's a drizzle. It's kind of a...
Ben Thomas should get a raise.
He's...
For working the press box tonight.
He's something, isn't he? He's phenomenal.
They're not paying him enough.
As reliable and dedicated as you'll ever find. Hey, end of the third quarter in the Interstate 8. Harper Creek leads Coldwater still 14-6.
I'm shocked at that score, Tom.
And at the end of the third, Western still leads Marshall 7-0.
Throw again caught. Kretzinger 40, 45, 50, 45. Hit from behind. That is 26 yards to Micah Kretzinger. He was wide open, and Bush hit him perfectly. Jackson doesn't throw much. This is a time, Tom, you can work on that, I guess. Bush, I want to say, is 3 for 3. And he's hit three beauties here. Running play right off right guard and tackle. It's about 4 yards down to the 38-yard line.
If you remember one, that little flare pass that was thrown when he was kind of almost being tackled and he threw it forward, that did fall incomplete.
Yep.
So, but that's about it.
That was the first pass of the game.
Very efficient, very effective, and he runs this veer option offense almost to perfection.
Gave him 5 yards on that carry. There's a first down all the way down to the 30-yard line. Let's see if we can figure out who's carrying it. Eyesight just isn't that good. Catch that number. Nice run. Down to the 30 and a first down for the High. Toby Smith, possibly?
Could be. His dad played for me about 30 years ago here.
I think that was Toby. He's the back. Again, Xyre Edwards injured. He was taken to the locker room in the second quarter. It looked like an ankle. Jet sweep. 8 or 9 yards, we might have a flag.
Yeah, rare penalty against against Jackson High here.
Time out of town.
Hey, good news for Lumen Christi. With 6:11 to go in the third, Nick Thomas again scored on a 16-yard run, but they missed the PAT. So with 6:11 to go in the third, it's Lumen Christi 13, Battle Creek Penfield 6.
Holding call on the Vikings.
It can't be 6. The real Brian Kelly sent me this. I thought it was 7-7 at halftime. So it's got to be 13-7, Lumen Christi.
Maybe. We'll see. Jackson has a first and about 18 after the holding penalty. Jet sweep the other way. Stay in bounds, get some yards. Mulcahy on the carry. Pretty good job to get something out of really nothing there. Got about 5 yards. 34-yard line, second down, and 13 for the Vikings. Clock runs, 4.5 to go in the third. Jackson leads 43-7. They head to their 8th straight win. Noah Bush, short gun, up the middle. Good hard running. Look out, Toby Smith. Oh, just got tripped up. He's inside the 10. They'll spot him at the 6. Smith almost broke it all the way. He ran out of about 4 tackles there. Good hard running by Toby Smith, the backup running back. 6 foot, 195-pound senior. And just about the 6-yard line for the Vikings, ready to score again. Smith is the tailback. And he ran really right into his own man. Might have been Simonetti there that he ran right into. Went down at the 5. Goal to go from the 5-yard line for the Vikings. That clock just keeps ticking away. 3 minutes to go here in the third. Bush and Smith in the backfield. Again, Edwards hurt and out. Jet sweep. They get down to about the 3.
Brought down by Hunter Hendricks, a fine sophomore linebacker for Pinckney.
Noah Bachmeyer was there for the Pirates also. The ball's at the, in fact, the two-yard line. Goal to go for the Vikings on third down. Noah Bush gets the play from the bench. Boy, and what a season he has had. After kind of a struggling opening game, Bush has just been absolutely outstanding this year.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out whether he or Edwards should be the quarterback, and boy, has it worked out well.
Good decision. Touchdown, Jackson! Toby Smith up the middle. I believe that was him. Toby Smith gets the touchdown. The last 2.5 yards, it's 49-7. And the extra point coming up for Quentin Smith. What a night for the Vikings as they make it 8 straight. And the party continues next Friday at Lake Fenton. Kick up and good. Back in a minute, Jackson has 50. At Withington, rolling to their 8th straight win on WKHM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Good kick by Quentin Smith. He bangs one into the end zone. He's done an outstanding job kicking.
You know, he really has, and the thing is,
a variety of kicks, Tom.
A variety of kicks on the kickoff. They really work on that on their special teams with the placement of those onside kicks and those squibs, and then he can belt it. He's very, very reliable as a PAT kicker. They go for two sometimes, not out of any philosophical reasons. They'll go for two, and you'll see them do that on the very first, for instance, on the very first touchdown of the game. They went for two and missed, and you know, only led 6-0, but they've kicked them pretty much since then.
Here's a running play. Boy, we haven't seen Stinson really since the first quarter. He gets back in.
He's a good
gets a good carry for about 7.
He was hit pretty hard. I think Micah Kretzinger made that tackle again for Jackson High.
We're running out of time here in the third. We're down 2, 1.5 minutes. Jackson leads 50-7. And, of course, we have a running clock. Here's a play hit in the backfield. Back of the 25-yard line. That'll be a loss of a yard or so. Guillermo Baird has had a very strong game for the Vikings. The junior linebacker at 225.
Hey, Jackson High's opponent next week is Lake Fenton. Right now, Williamston leads Lake Fenton 21-7.
That would probably eliminate Lake Fenton from any playoff possibility. Bono back to throw. He's being chased. Hey, great tackle, shoestring tackle by the Vikings.
Think that
is
was
that Lawrence?
Looks like it.
Brady Lawrence, the other linebacker. And Pinckney will have to kick 4th and 8. Well, they don't have to kick, but they'll do anything to get this game over. Time for Jackson to really clear their bench here. Snap is end over end. Almost blocked. High kick. And that will back up at the 48-yard line. That ends the third quarter. After three, Jackson 50. Pinckney 7. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Help the Jackson YMCA fill the Blue Bus. The Y is holding an online auction to benefit kids and families in Jackson. The Y Blue Bus will travel to 6 locations starting October 15 to collect auction items. Have items at home you no longer need, like furniture, jewelry, tools, or appliances? Have unwanted gift cards? Donate them to the Y auction. Donations are tax deductible. Items will be auctioned online in November, and proceeds go to help Y kids. Get details and the Blue Bus schedule at jacksonymca.org.
Buy smart with Eyes of Heart, Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eyes of Heart Nissan. This is Tracy Eyes of Heart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eyes of Heart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eyes of Heart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eyes of Heart Nissan of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Vikings have the ball back. And they run to the 50, the 45, the 44, the 43. That's an 8-yard pickup on first down. Literally impossible to see the numbers, especially when they get on the far hash here. You could also have binoculars, Geiger counters, anything.
When they get wet and the kids are sweating, there's something that it kind of changes the shade of that gray jersey, and that number just I don't know why they do it.
Second and two. Bush missed the handoff, and now he's going to be hit for a loss. I don't know if they were going to fake and run with Bush. I think he might have just missed the handoff, Tom.
Hey, in the Lumen Christi game over at Penfield, the Titans have scored again. Nick Thomas' third rushing touchdown of the evening. This one from just 2 yards out, and they made the two-point conversion. So with 35 seconds remaining in the third quarter, it's Lumen Christi 21, Battle Creek Penfield 7. Also in the Interstate 8, Western leads Marshall 14-0 with 6 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the game. And Coldwater and Harper Creek are tied at 14 with about 9 to go in the game.
Here's a run off the right side all the way down to the Pinckney 30 and a first down on third and long. I think that was Toby Smith, but I can't swear to it, and he has looked good. One of the backup running backs tonight.
You know, we said this last week when all those Lumen Christi kids weren't playing. It gives the other guys an opportunity. It gives them a great opportunity. They're out here busting their rear ends all winter long, all summer.
Sure. First down at the 31. Bush hands it off. Might have been a fumble there. No fumble. I saw the Pinckney sideline jumping up and down. Maybe somebody told him the bus started. It's 50-7. I don't know what they were jumping up and down. Maybe somebody fed them over there or something. Or they turned on a heater. Jackson, actually, that little play that looked like nothing, they gained 4 yards. Bush and Toby Smith in the backfield. Again, a lot of concern, X Edwards. There's Smith again. He's just running roughshod. over this Pinckney defense. They're just, they're worn to tatters right now. And I don't know if they want to be here at this moment. 8.5 to go, and they're down by 43. And the clock is running.
Hey, in the Interstate 8, Dexter opened the second half. The score was tied with Dexter and Lincoln. They scored a 85-yard touchdown return on the opening second half kickoff. So Dexter now has a 21-14 lead over Lincoln. And then the Interstate 8, Coldwater just scored, so they lead Harper Creek 20-14, just 4:27 to go in the game.
Harper Creek looked so bad last week.
Yeah.
Man. First down for the High here. 16-yard line. And they run it down to around the 11 on first down.
We got a little heat in here.
Not a lot, though.
I bring a lamp from home so we can... Yeah.
Is that a sun lamp?
Nope, it's just a nice little reading lamp. It's actually, it works perfectly in these press boxes.
Second five for the High. We're down to 7 minutes. That clock cannot run quick enough for anybody here. Bush hands it off. Get it down just inside the 10 for a couple. And the clock rolls.
Tyler Matheson and Jamad Ganaway check in for the Vikes.
Colin DeCourt just came out.
Yeah, I don't know who his backup quarterback is.
I don't think we've seen anybody but Bush.
Right.
Tom?
I'm looking at his the roster he gave us. There's nobody else even listed on the depth chart.
Here's a buck down near the five-yard line. That looks like first and goal for the High, and it is. There's no way they're going to bring the chains out.
Yeah, see, the backup quarterback's Xavier Edwards.
Right.
And he is injured.
Again, I think it was early in the second quarter. Xavier Edwards injured. Looked like his ankle. And it looked like more than a tweak, but we will see. I'm sure we'll have some information tomorrow morning on the Sports Saturday program. And he was having a spectacular first half. Jackson's got the ball at the five-yard line. Are they going to score again? Not on this play. They lose all the way back to about the nine-yard line. That'll bring up a second goal from the nine.
So Jackson's kind of dragging their heels a little bit. They don't want to score. They don't want to really just, you know, rush up and, you know, play up tempo. So Scott's talking, you know, actually that's offensive coordinator Rob Dillon that's giving the plays to Noah Bush. Chelsea leads Tecumseh 35-14. I mentioned Dexter and Lincoln. Dexter leads 21-14. Ipsy has a narrow 6-0 lead against Adrian in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Adrian 0-7. They just run it off tackle and get down to about the 4-yard line, so it'll be fourth and goal. Or, excuse me, second and goal. Third and goal from just inside the 5. There's really no reason to score again. As the clock runs, we're under 4 minutes. As we approach 9 o'clock, it looks like a break for everybody involved that this game will be concluding very shortly. Third down from about the 4-yard line. Noah Bush hands it off. Same play. Touchdown. Pinckney missed a tackle. Jackson runs it in and runs it up. 56-7. Well, I'll say this. Jackson did nothing fancy there. They ran off tackle all the way down the field. And if they can't tackle you, Tom, they can't tackle you.
Yeah, you know.
You can't tell them not to play.
Yeah, Lumen Christie would probably have taken a knee at some point. But they probably would take a knee here on the PAT, but I'm all for it. You got to kick this. These kids need practice on the reps.
And, yeah.
They're not running the score up on these guys.
Extra point is up and good.
That was Colin Molitor on the kick. So you get a chance for somebody else to get experience. So Molitor, the backup kicker, was able to kick that PAT.
Take a break. We're back in a minute. We should be able to wrap this one up. Jackson is nipping Pinckney by 50. 57-7 on WKHL.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm-fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, we're back at Withington. Jackson on the kickoff, the Pinckney player down there touched the ball as it was going out of bounds at the 4-yard line. So Pinckney has a first down and 96 yards to go from their own 4. And they're in a pretty big hole, down 50. And they run one up the middle for not much. Don't get hurt, fellas. We'll have probably two more running plays, and this game will be over. No, big win for Western. Goes to 7-1 tonight as they beat historic Marshall. Out on Deering Road, they lead 21-0 with just a minute to go. Lumen Christie has bounced back with a strong second half at Penfield. Here's a ball in the end zone. Now they throw it out incomplete. Oh, you had linemen downfield.
Just keep the clock running.
Yeah, all sorts of chaos there. We have 1 minute left, and the clock is running.
Hey, also a couple of big games in the area. Michigan Center leads Napoleon 36-7 with 5.5 to go in the game. And Missy Keeler, the AD at Springport, just checked in. Reading has scored again. So Reading leads Springport 28-14 with 3:13 to go still in the third quarter.
Running play for a couple yards. That should be it. Really no reason for Pinckney to snap the ball again. And I think they're just going to let the clock run out. In fact, they are gathering right now at the 50-yard line to shake hands. And this football game is over at Withington. Homecoming, the final, Jackson 57, Pinckney 7. Jackson goes to 8-0 on the campaign. That's the good news. The bad news, they've lost Xavier Edwards to an injury. right toward the end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter, and he was taken into the locker room and did not return, likely went at least for x-rays. 57-7 the final. 1 minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up, and check the scores here on WKHM.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jackson High goes to 8-0, Tom, for the first time in history.
Well, we never, you know, Charlie Janke is upstairs in the PA box. He's taught and coached here since the mid-60s. I've taught and coached here since the late 80s. Ben Thomas is working the press box, has been here since the middle 80s. You've grew up here. Tony Mack graduated from here. I never
valedictorian.
Never thought I would see the day.
And the total dominance.
Unbelievable. How fun they are to watch, how well they've played, how well they've handled a little bit of adversity tonight for the very first time with Edwards getting hurt.
Tom, discipline. We've seen a lot of discipline with this team.
Pretty well, really. I mean, that was the first fumble we've seen, I think, all year on that bad snap, on the high shotgun snap. There was a penalty or two, but not out of hand. They catch the ball. They don't have late hits. They
do it the right way.
Yeah, Scott's got a good thing going here, and they're going to go to Lake Fenton on Friday night. Lake Fenton right now is getting beat by Williamston 21-7, but they've got a chance to go 9-0 with a win up at Lake Fenton. Also, it'll be the first time in school history that's ever happened. I'm certainly, obviously, much more worried about, you know, I just want to enjoy this before I really worry about the playoffs, but going with Xyre Edwards, who got injured, I'd much rather see him, even if you don't need to push him for next week.
Sure.
Get him ready for 2 weeks from tonight.
Exactly.
And they're going to have quite a few playoff points. They beat Pinckney tonight, which is a Class A school. It looks like in our area, the only schools that could possibly get a home game against them might be South Lyon, who's going to have a few more playoff points, and maybe Portage Northern or Central. And it's just impossible to even prognosticate whom you're going to be playing, and they're going to be a smaller D2 school. I think they'll still be in D2, not into 3. But enjoy this. This is it's a great win for Vikings near and far. People came back. There was a great group of kids that were here from the middle 80s, 84, 85, 86, 87. They came in. We know it would have been a much larger crowd had the homecoming crowd, had it not been just a miserable, drizzly, cold, dank, kind of nasty evening. And you know, there is no guarantee that there's a home playoff game. In all likelihood, there will be if they're 8-0 or 8-1 or 9-0. But nonetheless, we expect them to get a playoff game. But either way, you know, you almost have to walk out of here thinking this is going to be the, you know, this could be the last game on this field. But we do believe they'll get that first playoff game here.
We'll be at Lake Fenton. And Tom, that's what, about an hour 15 from here?
It's an hour and 15, provided there's not a whole lot of traffic. That's kind of a, it's up US 23, and going to Ann Arbor and up 23 on a Friday afternoon is not the way we're going to go. We'll go up to Lansing and scoot over on I-69 to Flint and come back down to the south and get to Lake Fenton. But it'll be our honor to be there to bring you the Jackson High Lake Fenton game with the Vikes with a chance to go 9-0 for the very first time in school history.
On the post game for Bob Richardson. Yes, sir, Bob Subway providing box lunch programs to area sports teams. If you have a hungry team to feed, call Subway, and they'll get those kids fed for you. Jackson area Subway sub shops. Bob Richardson and company. And our Subway Sub Shop player of the game tonight, going to go with tough call, Guillermo Beard, the linebacker for the Vikings, the junior, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. You could probably line up about 15 of them tonight. Tom, let's check the out-of-town scores.
Well, Nick Thomas has scored once again for Lumen Christi, his fourth rushing touchdown of the game, this time a six-yarder. So with 7:13 to go in the game, it is Lumen Christi 27, Battle Creek Penfield 7. Harper Creek has scored. They had about a 60-yard fumble return. So with just a minute and 36 seconds left in the game, Harper Creek and Coldwater are tied at 20. At last check, Hastings was leading Northwest 28-0. We do believe that's a final over at Western. Western should prevail. They were leading Marshall 21-0, so if Western wins, they will go to 7-1. That's also history as well. I don't think that's happened since 1961 under Ron Ralia. In the SEC White, Chelsea was leading Tecumseh 35-14. Dexter leads Lincoln 21-14. Ipsy, a slim 6-0 lead over Adrian late in the fourth quarter. In the Cascades, the only score I have in, Michigan Center is leading Napoleon 36-7. In the Lenawee, I don't have anything other than the halftime score where Columbia was leading Hillsdale 23-14. Homer has a 12-8 lead over Concord. Quincy leads Jonesville 44-12. Reading has just scored again. So Reading leads Springport 34-14. That's with a minute to go in the fourth quarter. And if Reading holds on, they will certainly go on to play Grass Lake in the crossover game next Friday night. It works better if you talk into that mic. And
yeah,
and
I understand.
And now we just have a update with a couple of minutes to go. Hastings has a 48-6 lead over Northwest.
And of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday, right here on 970, 101.5 FM, also 101.9. From 8 to 10, and the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show featuring Theodore Ted Nugent tomorrow. Half hour of Ted Nugent uncensored here on the network. Tom, one more?
Yeah, Justin, Tony Garcia is over at the Columbia game. Columbia, it's 30-27 Columbia Central over Hillsdale. Columbia 30, Hillsdale 27, 4:10 left in the game.
Go Golden Eagles.
And at the end of regulation, they're going to go to overtime over in Harper Creek as Coldwater and Harper Creek are tied at 20.
So our final here tonight, Jackson is 8-0. They beat Pinckney 57-7 before a happy but cold and wet homecoming crowd. Lake Fenton next Friday. We will be there as Jackson goes for more history. A 9-0 unbeaten campaign. For Tom Ratchford, our on-site executive producer, Tony Mack, and our executive director, Josh Ankrell. GOC, Bikes win by 50. We say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.